Jose Aiken is the manager of the North Peace Applied Research Association. She joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Jose, thank you very much for joining us. One of the events that I guess starts off 2024 for NPARA is the Peace Agronomy Update that's coming to Fairview on February the 1st. Comments on the fact, please, that the Agronomy Update is right around the corner.
Yeah, so we have our annual Agronomy Update. This year for 2024, we tried to spread the wealth a little bit. We have an insect update with Dr. Jennifer Otani. We have aphromyces research with Dr. Chatterton. We decided to bring in some nutrient management with Trevor Wallace. We have Jason Castleman speaking on maximizing yield and fertility. And then we have actually a new thing to it. We decided to bring in Art Lang this year, and he's going to talk about team and business plans for agriculture. And to finish it off, like always, we're bringing in Neil Blue again, and he'll give us the market updates this year.
Sounds busy, is it not?
Oh, it is, but it's perfect. It's a perfect full-day event, and producers can come in, they can network, they can learn what they can ask questions, they can learn. It's a full-day event, but we want it to be worth the producer's time.
Who usually attends agronomy updates like this?
Agronomy updates are typically attended by cash crop producers in the area. The goal is just to, you know, learn about what's happening in the area, what's predicted to happen in the area, and the markets, as well as research updates. And this year, we've decided to really push those pulse research updates, but then insect as well, and then how to benefit, what to plan for this year, especially with the costs with nutrient input rises, and how can we manage it better, and then financials. Financials are such an important part with agriculture right now, and to build in a plan, I think, is going to be very beneficial for these producers.
Because the reason I ask this, Jose, is because, well, this is quoting my colleague Kyle here in the Ag News and Events portion of our little program here. Whether you're a seasoned agronomist, a farmer, or someone passionate about sustainable agriculture, are we true in that statement?
Yeah, like we're expecting anyone to come to these events, fellow agronomists, new agronomists, old agronomists, but even enthusiasts, people that just want to learn about things to come, so, especially when it comes to maximizing yields and fertilities, the aphromyces, because soil health is so important for those things, and if you're an enthusiast, you want to know about those things. Nutrient management, anything to keep sustainable soils, healthy soils is going to help with those enthusiasts. And then experts, any experts that want to come in and they want to find more information, they want to know what producers want, that's going to be perfect for them.
Do you think soils took a little bit of a hit this year with, or I guess last year now, with fires and drought?
Fires and drought can definitely cause some issues, drought especially. We all know that a Peace region, we've got our clay soils, we got the hard compact soils. So anytime there's lack of moisture, the ground's just going to harden up like concrete. So those will always take a hit. And it's one thing, we're hoping for moisture. Of course, moisture is going to open up those things. And we need to take special care of our soils here because of the clay. So anytime we can maximize our most efficient use within the soils, anything we can do to spread up, open up the land is going to help our soils. Anything that can be used for research towards our soils that we can get the best out of it is going to be super important for us.
I think we need to send an email to Mother Nature saying, please send rain.
But not too much, because you know what, that happens too.
Mm-hmm. That is true. That is true. How much feedback have you gotten with prior agronomy updates and having that information heading into this year?
One of the big feedbacks we got is that they wanted us to bring in more people that spoke about the Peace region. So they didn't want to hear from producers that talk about things that are happening in the States or in the East. And one of the big things is like Jason Castleman. He's a local guy. Although he works with the Canola Council of Canada, he's a Peace Region producer as well. Art Lang is going to talk about the widespread, but he's going to specialize for this area. And then Trevor Wallace, when he comes up, even though he's, again, he works for all of Canada, he has been given pre-soil samples from the Peace Region from all the way up to Mara and Hawk Hills all the way down to Fuller. So he's going to be looking at soil samples that and comparing and talking to producers about that. Jennifer Otani, she's going to be talking about the crop and insect update for the Peace region exclusively. And I think that's super important for the producers in this area.
How optimistic are you about a good turnout for this?
I'm pretty optimistic. We know that there's a lot of events happening in January with other commissions and other parts of soil or health-wise. So we wanted to make sure that we spread it out. And the February 1st seemed to look like an open date where a lot of availability was there. So, and we're hoping maybe the February will bring a little bit of a warmer stint so that the travel is safer.
If one is interested, where can we sign up?
You can sign up on our website under our events category at www.napera.ca, or you can contact me directly at the office, which is 780-836-3354, or you can send me an email at extension@npera.ca.
Looking forward to it, that's for sure. It's the Peace Agronomy Update that's coming up February the 1st at the Dunvegan Inn and Suites in Fairview. Jose Aiken is the manager of the North Peace Applied Research Association. Jose, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
I appreciate yours as well. Thank you.